اللهم صل على النبي صلوا على الهادي ما يشفع في هاد العبد إلا محمدي سيدي وهي سيدي.
These are the women of the ensemble Rum El Bakkali, one of the few all-female Sufi musical groups in the world. Our occasional musical contributor, Beto Arcos, saw them on stage recently at Morocco's Fez Festival, which is devoted to sacred music from around the world. He brought back this recording along with several others for his radio show Global Village on KPFK. And Beto Arcos joins me now from NPR West. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Lynn.
So tell me a little bit about this song that we're listening to right now.
This is a traditional Sufi song. It's a song that takes different chants of musical traditions of the what's called as Sama. Sama is a Sufi tradition that's all about listening and listening to each other and responding back. As you can see in this piece, you hear the sort of a main vocalist, a soloist, chanting these verses, and then the chorus responds back to her.
Now, there's an amazing part at the end where one of the women begins ululating. What is that about?
It's a very particular way of responding to the music, that suggesting that the music is touching the people, the listeners who are absorbing this music. I had an opportunity to be in this audience listening to this ensemble, and I tell you, I have never ever felt anything so close to the real thing. It was like being part of something that you just don't get to be in ever. The ensemble is chanting, and suddenly you hear in a sort of a burst of emotion, women in the crowd suddenly respond back with this ululating, and it's just so powerful to be there.
Well, let's hear another example of some of the music that you heard there. What do you have for us next?
The next piece is by this ensemble called Jil Jilala. This group came of age in the early 70s. It was really at a time when musicians felt that there was a need to reinvent Moroccan popular music, because at the time, a lot of the Arab music they were getting from was popular music from Egypt. And there were a lot of musicians that felt they wanted to get something out of their own culture, their own music, because Morocco is really a powerhouse when it comes to music. There are so many different musical traditions. And this group came of age at that time when there was that sort of need to come up with something native to Morocco. And what they do is they blend different musics, including Sufi music and Ganawa music, which is also kind of a sacred trance-inducing music, and they created their own sound.
All right, now we have another track here queued up, and this is by the Rajab Suleiman Trio.
This is one of the most sublime moments at the festival. It's the Rajab Suleiman Trio. Rajab Suleiman plays the instrument called kanun. It's an instrument that he plucks. He puts it in his lap and he plucks it and he plays it like that, like a sort of a dulcimer, I guess you could call it. And he's playing a song that is traditional to Zanzibar, but it's also a song and a melody that is played in many parts of the Middle East. It's called Askadari. Now, what you hear in his playing and in the ambience of this music is you hear a lot of different things coming together, and this is the beauty of the music. He comes from a tradition of Tarab music, which is the sort of popular music of Zanzibar, But in the tarab, you have influences from India. He is also influenced by Swahili, African music, and he's also influenced by music from the Arab world. So what you hear in this piece is really a confluence of sounds coming together in the most sublime, the most beautiful way.
All right, we have time for one more track, and this one is pretty different from what we've been listening to. Let's take a listen.
اسقنيها ملأ غفار لا أريد المصطفى.
Now I was surprised when I first heard this piece because it didn't seem to fit in with what I had been listening to up until that point. This is by someone named Dafer Youssef. It seems a lot more Western to me. I can hear some jazz influence in there. What's the story here?
Dafer Youssef is from a small town in Tunisia. He grew up as a muezzin, as the person who calls people to prayer, to the mosque. But he moved to Vienna and he instantly began to be influenced by all the music that he heard in Vienna, especially jazz. His work is really influenced by this freedom that jazz gives artists. And in this record, what he's doing is a kind of homage or tribute to one of the great poets, Persian Arab poets, named Abu Nawas, and he takes the poetry and he puts it to music, and the result is just out of this world.
This sounds like it was an amazing musical experience for you. Was this the first time you ever attended that festival, or do you go to it regularly?
Lynn, I've been wanting to go to this festival for over 10 years. I've been to festivals all over. I have never been to the Fest Festival before. It was truly a most exciting experience for me. To be in a beautiful city with great people and great music, it's just it's a fantastic time.
That's Beto Arcos, the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Beto. It was good talking to you.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.